Welcome to Sounds of the Bizarre on the Road, the mobile edition. Not so many broadcasts lately, but I'm actually showing what the application is of mobile devices, because we're talking about mobiles for learning. I'm delighted I got Johannes here to talk to me about it. What do you think mobile devices can bring to learning and to knowledge development?
I think it's the most important issue is that you can provide learners with real life experiences outside. You have mobile learning scenarios. You will be outside your, for instance, schools or institution. And important is that the learners will be able to explore real objects and to give feedback on their experiences, so they can add give an additional value to other learners, and they can communicate and cooperate. And so learning is not learning in the classroom, it's learning in real life situations. I think it's the most important issue of mobile learning.
So it's able to capture things in a way you can't perhaps with a computer?
No, but the computer, it's just an artificial environment. It's just a simulation, or maybe it's a movie or a video clip. But there you have real-life experiments and real-life experiences. And for instance, if you use in a sophisticated scenario augmented reality tools, you can connect both a virtual side view on objects and also the real life itself.
What about people who say the interface is too small?
Oh, I think it's just a question of exercise. It's not too small.
It's just use your fingers. And certainly if you look at the way people use text these days, I couldn't imagine. So it's going to go forward. Where do you think the direction goes there? We've been talking about using mobile devices for knowledge maturing, as we do in the European Mature project. How can mobile devices help us in knowledge maturing processes?
So that's, I think not that it's not an easy question, but I think if we think in terms of maturing, we shall consider that we are not learners as individual learners, but we are learning cooperatively. So if you have some experiences outside on a mobile, on a location outside your institution, you can give a feedback and others can comment on it. Then you get create communicative structures and you can give an additional value. So maybe other people who have also access to this learning place and which will be able to get also access to your comments, they can add on it and they will get some new I think input for considering new perspectives of that what they are learning.
Thank you very much. We're running out of time on this program. You've been listening to Sounds of the Bizarre on the Road, the mobile version.